KMAN.
Good Thursday morning. Brittany Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Another jam-packed episode, and I know I say it pretty much every day, but this one might be the best In Focus we've ever had. I think it's been said that
eternally raising the bar.
Well, I'm just telling you what I've heard, that the good Lord broke the mold on this In Focus, is what I've heard. And then don't blame the messenger.
Brady.
We got Karen Hibbert, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, here in the studio right now. A little later, we'll have some folks talking about the Socket to Me benefit that's going to do a lot of good things. That starts today. Regina Schroeder will be in to talk about that. We'll close things off with Rod Harms, who's going to talk about the citywide cleanup. But right now, we got Karen Hibbert. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. In anticipation of it being Easter weekend, I thought I'd just hop right into the station and give the community a little update on happening in Manhattan, Kansas.
How long did it take you to come up with this?
Not very long at all.
What stoplight did you run to get your heart to beat a little faster?
I've had two cups of coffee. You should be warned.
Like I said, this is going to be one of the best In Focuses we've ever had.
You may be right this time.
Well, before
what was in the coffee?
Yeah, what is in that coffee?
I just take it black.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Yeah, strong black. Yeah, good
just
to go.
Packing that punch.
That's right.
No softening it up.
None.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen, before we get going too much, I do want to share with folks this an important day in nerd history, especially comic book history.
Yes.
It's been well documented on this show. I'm kind of a fan.
I know that,
books.
Brady.
And today, 55 years ago, a certain character appeared in the comic books. Can you guess?
Iron Man.
Was it really?
That's right. 55 years ago, Tales of Suspense had the issue number 39, March 1963. Iron Man comes out. Stan Lee, Jack Kirby. Kind of based it off Howard Hughes at the time.
There you go.
That's kind of the character for Tony Stark.
Really? So I did not know
day.
That.
Yeah. I've learned something. Well, it's a great day.
And even from Brady.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, can this day get any better?
Best In Focus ever.
Oh.
Stan Lee has said that he wanted to give himself a dare on creating this character. He said it was the height of the Cold War. The readers, the young readers, if there was one thing that they hated, it was war and the military. This is a quote from him back then. He said, so I got a hero who represented that to the 100th degree. He was a weapons manufacturer. He was providing weapons for the army. He was rich. He was an industrialist. He said he thought it'd be fun to take this kind of character that nobody would like, that none of his readers would like, and shove them down their throats and make them like him, and became very popular.
And
so
the
this
rest
day,
is history.
55 years ago.
55 years ago. So wow. What a
day.
Deal.
Yeah, important day in comic book history.
It is. It is. I'm glad I could be a part of the day.
Like I said. This is a good In Focus.
Thanks for taking all of Karen's time to talk about what she does
all right, Karen, thanks so
for
much
the
for
community.
Coming in.
Yeah. No. Good to see you.
We do have a lot to talk about, though, Karen. A lot is a busy spring, as always, and a lot of good things that's been going on in the community.
It is. It is. And again, no pun intended, but things are really beginning to hop here in Manhattan as we wrap up the first quarter. I heard Dave talking about the first quarter of the year is already over.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
It truly, truly is. And there's been a lot of things that have happened. But as we look forward to the next quarter, there's a lot of things that are getting ready to happen. As we know, this weekend we celebrate Easter. We also celebrate April Fool's Day. But we turn the calendar with a lot of activity that's going to be taking place here in our community. When we look at April and what April has to bring in, I just wanted to let you know that it's the beginning of truly gearing up for conferences here in the town, as well as sports, youth sports events. And so just wanted to highlight a few of those as those come to be. And just to mention a few of the things that will be here in town in the month of April, keep your eyes and ears out, as we will be hosting the International Code Council. So all of those folks, Brad Clausen and his counterparts from across the state of Kansas, will be here in Manhattan bringing about 125 people to meet. We also will be hosting the Kansas Alliance of Weavers and Spinners. The Kansas Golf Association will be meeting here. We're really pleased to be welcoming back the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association, all of those high school ADs have chosen to come back to Manhattan after being gone for about 15 years. So they're coming back to Manhattan to hold their annual conference. Also, the Kansas Meat Processors Association. Again, just giving you a little bit of an idea of the variety of those folks that come in to choose to meet here in Manhattan. Kansas Respiratory Care Society, radiology technologists, the National Association of Attorney Generals will be meeting here, as well as we have an ongoing Schools of Banking that are choosing to have Manhattan as their home. Just in the month of April, the Convention and Visitors Bureau will be working directly with 20 conferences. And again, I want to remind our listeners that there are other conferences that come into the community that don't necessarily touch base with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So you can see that of those 20 conferences, as those come in, as a reminder, as visitors come in, on average, an average conferee spends about $311 a day. And so that has a huge impact on our community.
And again, you said for just Manhattan CBB alone, 20 in just April.
Just in April, wow. Yes. So, and to be reflective of that, again, some of my data doesn't always keep up with the month that it is. Today, we're not completely through March, so obviously I don't have, from our Smith Travel Research report, March's numbers, but I did receive yesterday our February numbers, and through February, our hotel occupancy was 59.4% for the year, with the average daily rate of $95.09 for our hotels, and the revenue per room is about $64.87. So again, conferences ebb and flow throughout the community. So last year we were down a little bit. This year we're up, and much of that is due to the fact that as conferences come and go in and out of our community, some years they choose Manhattan, other years they have to go someplace else, and then they return to Manhattan and say, we have had a great time here.
And we'll come back.
And we'll come back, absolutely.
Well, let's absolutely. Let's go ahead and, would this be a good spot for a break, Karen?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back more with Karen Hibbard, Executive Director at Manhattan CBB, here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.